Okay, good to see everybody. Sure appreciate you being here. Very good practice, very competitive practice, a physical practice. Thought the guys really stepped up and did a good job, and we improved today. What questions do you have?
John, we see Flowers. We see a lot of the big plays on the field, but you know, off the field and just your interactions with him, how's he, you know, as a rookie, how's he impressed you? It seems like he's very motivated.
I would agree. I mean, you know, all the guys are very motivated, and Zay brings a unique personality to it. He's always full of energy. He's an energy giver. I think he radiates energy. He's always ready to go, on point, works hard, does extra, wants to be as good as he can be every day, and he proves it by what he does. So he's doing a great job, and you know he's taking it one day at a time.
John, do you have any injury updates on Rock Yassin, David Ajabo, any of the guys that weren't on the field
today? Yeah, those are short-term. Should be back very soon. Rock should be back soon. David should be back soon. Trenton had a little issue, soft tissue. So, that, you know, we'll probably play it safe for a little bit. We'll see where it goes. I think those are normal camp things. So far, so good.
You don't like to do timelines with injuries, but is your goal to get Rashad Bateman back by the time the joint practice is started? Is it too early to know?
Yeah, I don't know. I haven't thought about that. I mean, I think he's doing a really great job. I think there's a chance, you know, he'll be out there pretty soon. But, again, I don't want to say for sure because that just gets me in trouble. Then you're going to ask me, you're going to say, well, you said he would be back by a certain time, right? Isn't it? It's like. Don't they say when you get arrested, anything you say can and will be used against you, right? I feel it's similar to that here in this press conference sometimes.
We should read your rights.
Right. Read me my rights. Well, I should be read my rights before every press conference starts.
Right. John, Kevon Seymour is someone who's been a major presence for you guys on special teams the last couple years. But it seems like he's had a really good start playing as a defensive back. What do you see?
I agree 100%, Luke. He's playing DB very well. I mean, he's you know he's done for special teams wise. He's a guy that had high promise coming out. Then he faced just a lot of hamstring issues in one particular side, and it dogged him for like three different teams and basically cost him in three different places. He came in here, we built a plan for him in our training room, in our weight room, in our performance room, and he stuck to it. He's worked really hard ever since, and now, you know, knock on wood, He's been doing great with that. So, and I think his talent's really starting to express itself.
John, we probably asked you a lot more about Isaiah Wakely, but Charlie Kolar, what does he need to show you guys to have a real chance of snaps and targets?
Right. Well, I mean, just what you would expect. Charlie's doing it. I mean, he's showing us. He's making catches and he's blocking well every single day. I think he did a really good job with his body composition. He's bigger, stronger. I mean, you walk by him, right? You see how big he is. I mean, he really is impressive. And I think he's done a great job with that. So he's ready to go, and let's see how it goes in the practices and games. But I expect him to do very well. I mean, I think he's going to earn playing time.
Todd Monken said yesterday that he's looking for one of those tight ends to maybe be able to do the inline job a little bit more. Do you think either of those second-year guys could potentially do that to some degree? They're not known for that.
I absolutely do. I mean, I watch him in practice. We had the inside run drill today. They're doing very well, so let's see what happens. But they can do it. I believe that. Right. Great point. Delshawn Phillips is playing. He's all over the field. I mean, how many times has he got his hands on the ball? Interceptions, passes broken up. The ball runs outside. He's there waiting for it. Just he looks fantastic, and he's doing a great job. And I would say that the whole linebacking crew is really playing that way. So really happy with those guys. It's top to bottom. Every single one of those guys is playing super well, and he probably has been the spark there with that particular group, you know, behind Roquan and Pat. No question. I mean, you talk about fifth, possibly sixth receiver making this team, even the practice squad guys. I think it's just a fight, man. So many guys are playing well. Guys are stepping up, you know. You know that, of course, you got Tylan and you've got James Prochet, and they've done very well. Then you've got Treadwell stepping up. Then you got Black stepping up, you know. Then you got those young guys popping up and making plays here and there. So I can't wait for the games to start and see who jumps in the games. Yeah, I mean, that's a great question. I think he is playing faster. You know, maybe it's his response time. maybe the way he's processing things. But, you know, he flew around last year. He made a bunch of good plays for us with speed last year. You know, the ball goes to the perimeter. You see him, and really all those defensive ends are out there pretty quick. So I think he's having, you know, a stellar camp so far. So just got to keep building on it. We're still early. You know, we've got a long way to go.
John, when Lamar met with the media after the first practice, he mentioned how there was a much different vibe to this year's training camp. And Mark Andrews, the NFL Network, said this is the most laser-focused team he's been a part of this deep in the training camp. Is there a different feeling for you compared to last year?
Yeah, I mean, I'd probably defer to those guys' opinion. They're more on the players are the most inside. They're the core. And when they say it, you know, they mean it, obviously. So I'm happy to hear that. I feel that. But I feel every year, you know, I feel like our guys always come to work. But for them to feel a little more juice, maybe, that's I'm happy to hear it.
John, Justin Matabike's had a previous camp so far. I know the expectations are also high. What does he need to do, in your view, to kind of make that next leap forward?
Right. Well, you know, you watch the tape, and he played really well last year. So it's just probably a matter of, you know, consistency and stack even more great reps on top of those reps from last year. He's been very explosive, as you've seen, both in the run game and pass game. He spent a lot of time in our backfield so far this year and usually not going around guys. So I really expect, again, high expectations for him. He's a very determined guy. He doesn't say much. He kind of does his talking with his pads, and that's what we've seen so far.
John, we saw Mark Andrews got a little frustrated today. I think Lamar at times punted the ball away.
Yeah.
Talk a little about the progress of the offense and just the competitiveness out there and mm-hmm. kind of the, you know, how demanding they're being of where they're at and where they right. need to get to.
Absolutely. That's a reflection, I think, of their perfectionism. You know, they're chasing perfection, and that's what you want to see from your players. When your players take that mindset, you have a chance. Coaches pretty much always have that mindset. When the players take on that personality, I think because they feel they're capable of it, that's what you want to see. I mean, the offense had a very good practice today. They won the practice with the points by about 8 points, I think. Doesn't happen too often. You know, usually the defense wins those practices. The defense also had a good practice, but the offense made a bunch of plays. So the few plays they didn't make, and they're mad about them, you know, that's good.
You do two more guys, John.
It seems like this is the most Lamar's thrown to running backs of any camp that I've been to. I mean, I remember, I think Giro said, you know, that Lamar at times was the check down in that offense. Are you guys moving away from that kind of thing, or is it just kind of too early to say with just how he's going to process that?
No, I mean, I think the backs are very much a part of the passing game right now, you know, and whether it's checkdowns, whether it's, you know, flat routes. You saw we threw a wheel route in the corner of the end zone that we almost made, just kind of went right out of bounds, but the catch was still made. You know, rookie running backs don't get named yet. We'll see, you know, before we can start using his name. But number 34, you know, he showed he can run. He's got good hands, you know. So, yeah, and I think all the backs, you know, Gus, who is, you know, maybe not been known for that, has made a lot of good catches and run some really good routes. So all those guys are really doing a good job. I feel like every one of our backs is a good receiving back right now. I mean, Melvin Gordon's done a great job. Justice has looked good doing it. They've all looked good doing it. Yeah, I mean, I haven't seen any problem with those guys. I haven't seen those guys blink yet, you know. So, and it's been a grind for them because they do extra. They stay extra after minicamp. They come back in early, and they're just a bunch of guys that kind of like football. They're very comfortable in the discomfort of football, you know, and we appreciate that. That's kind of why we drafted them or brought them in.
Thanks, Coach.
All right, thanks.